War on Women, video game company fires female employee for following libs of TikTok on Twitter. By Lucas Nolan on January 9, 2023. A woke video game company recently fired a female employee after a Twitter campaign started by a transgender activist who accused her of being transphobic. One of the woman's transphobic actions was following libs of TikTok and other conservative accounts on social media. Redux reports that Limited Run Games, a specialty video game distributor, has faced backlash after firing a female employee following accusations of transphobia from a trans activist on Twitter. The company's now former community manager, Carolyn, was terminated after Jonathan Blank, a trans-identified male known as Purple Tinker in the My Little Pony fan community, published a thread on the social media site listing several alleged examples of transphobia by Lynn. These included following the popular libs of TikTok account, expressing opposition to self-identification laws in a 2016 tweet, and expressing support for the upcoming Hogwarts Legacy video game. Blank also canceled $1,200 worth of pre-ordered games through Limited Run. The decision by Limited Run Games to fire Lynn has sparked a significant response on social media, with many gamers expressing outrage at the company and accusing it of engaging in a witch hunt. The company's announcement of the termination has received over 3,800 overwhelmingly negative replies, and the company has since turned off comments on its Twitter to restrict further responses. Many former customers have said they will never buy from the company again and accused it of catering to a very specific agenda. Women's rights advocates have also expressed support for Lynn and warned Limited Run Games against penalizing her for her freedom of speech. Some have pointed out that the company may be on dodgy legal ground for penalizing someone for their legally protected beliefs. The trans activist at the center of the controversy, Jonathan Blank, has allegedly faced accusations of his own within the My Little Pony fandom. Some have accused him of directing hatred and abuse towards others and have even compiled lists of alleged abusive, bigoted, or disturbing actions he has taken. Despite these accusations, Blank has deactivated his Twitter account following backlash. Redux detailed some of Blank's previous accusations, writing, "Blank has even been accused of transphobia himself, and penned an apology in 2013 for threatening to out a trans-identified individual he disliked." Other posts which received backlash include comments made by Blank in 2014 on Tumblr in which he appeared to challenge the legitimacy of statutory rape as a concept, and other comments he made around the same time defending childhood porn exposure. In 2014, Blank boasted of coding a redirect targeting a specific IP address he believed belonged to an individual who was visiting his website for hateful reasons. Rather than being granted access to his site, the unsuspecting visitor was sent to pages containing My Little Pony rape fantasy art, hardcore pornography, and the website of the pro-pedophile North American Manboy Love Association. The company's decision to terminate her following the publication of Blank's thread has sparked a significant response from the gaming community and beyond. Many have decried the move as a form of cancel culture, and the company has faced a significant backlash for its handling of the situation. Limited Run Games might be the latest in a long line of companies to learn the truth in the phrase, "Go woke, go broke." Read more at Redux here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.